With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Donald Trump's campaign says he's, quote, fine after what law enforcement officials are treating as an assassination attempt during a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Officials say the man who opened fire was a 20-year-old from Pennsylvania. Also on SRNnews.com, the Secret Service is facing questions in the aftermath of the assassination attempt. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Members of both political parties, including Joe Biden and Donald Trump, are praising the fast action of Secret Service agents. But there also are serious questions being asked how a gunman could have gotten so close to the former president and fired so many shots, one of them striking Trump in the ear. House Speaker Mike Johnson and the chairman of the House Oversight Committee said there would be hearings to investigate what happened. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
There's reaction from around the world on the assassination attempt.
At a news conference, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said,
"This was an inexcusable attack on the democratic values that Australians and Americans share and the freedom that we treasure."
Britain's new Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, said on X that he was appalled by the shocking scenes and sent his best wishes to Trump and his family. Trump's campaign said the presumptive Republican nominee was doing fine after being whisked off the stage, though the shooting pierced the upper part of his right ear. The Secret Service said it killed the suspected shooter who attacked from an elevated position outside the rally venue. I'm Karen Shamas.
Treason cases were once rare in Russia, a handful each year, but they have skyrocketed since the invasion of Ukraine in 2022. In tennis, Carlos Alcaraz has defeated Novak Djokovic in the men's singles final at Wimbledon. This is SRN News. An Idaho city passes a controversial hate crime law.
The new statute in Coeur d'Alene would punish anyone who, quote, creates a public nuisance or engages in disorderly conduct while protesting anything having to do with the LGBT agenda. Free speech advocates are concerned about how broadly the measure is written and its punishment of a misdemeanor, a fine, and assignment to mandatory diversity classes. Violators will also lose city licenses and permits for 3 years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another judge has temporarily halted parts of a non-discrimination rule that would have forced insurers and medical professionals to pay for and perform sex change operations on children. U.S. District Judge Louis Girola sided with Republican attorneys general in 15 states who had argued the language that the rule was based on encompasses biological sex, not so-called gender identity. This is SRN News. The House has defeated a Republican measure that would have imposed a fine on Attorney General Merrick Garland for his refusal to turn over audio recordings of President Biden's interview with a special counsel who raised questions about his age and memory. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's concerned about allowing the Supreme Court to weigh in on whether a cabinet department can ignore a subpoena from the legislative branch.
I frankly have a little pause about presenting an Article I authority question to the Article III branch, to the federal judiciary, to ask the judicial branch whether they believe we have the right to enforce a subpoena in this unconventional way.
The vote was 210 to 204 against the resolution. Paris is hosting an extra special guest for France's national holiday today. The Olympic torch relay is joining up with thousands of troops marching in Paris beneath roaring fighter jets to mark Bastille Day. More details at SRNnews.com.